Good morning. Today we're talking about Adventureland. Here we are in the doldrums of the movie season. After all the big releases at Christmas have passed into the $2 theaters and DVDs, and the summer movies are a month away. So the big sellers are The Fast and the Foolish, The Fast and the Furious, and Hannah Montana. So what's a real movie fan to do? Well, I suggest a little movie called Adventureland for a night out for those who like films with some dramatic interest instead of car chases and explosions and goofy songs. Adventureland is a coming-of-age movie. I'll admit, the storyline's a bit musty. The film's set in 1987 with a group of young people, mostly college students, meeting while working in a rundown amusement park called, you guess it, Adventureland. The drama of the plot focuses on their trials, tribulations, and relationships. James Brennan, our hero, has just graduated from college with top honors and is looking forward to the European summer vacation his parents had promised him. But alas, Dad, who is a closet alcoholic, has just been downgraded in his job, and the money for the dream trip just isn't there. Neither is the money for tuition at Columbia University in New York, where James had been admitted for graduate work. What to do? Well, his parents tell him, get a job. The trouble is that a 700-plus SAT score and a degree in Renaissance European literature aren't the right combinations for getting a manual labor job, especially since he has no work experience at all. So a gig at Adventureland is his only option, where he runs games that are rigged by the park. As is often the case in coming-of-age movies, James is, sexually unfulfilled and would like to remedy that situation. So there's a pretty girl who runs the game next to him, M. M is a melancholy soul. Much of her problem comes from the death of her mother 2 years previously and the subsequent remarriage of her father, as Hamlet says, before the funeral baked meats are cold. Her stepmother is the cliché of the cruel stepmother from Snow White on. M is depressed and takes out her misery with a self-destructive affair with Mike, the hunky and married park maintenance man. The pleasure of watching Adventureland is the interesting and original cast of characters. There's Lisa, the park's hot babe, who stimulates the libidos of all the young men who work there. But she's just a tease. She certainly stimulates James' carnal imagination, and even though he and Em are hitting it off, he steps out with the sexy Lisa when she invites him. Then, nice guy James has a guilt trip for being unfaithful, in spirit at least, to Em, unaware that she's seeing the Randy Mike. Maybe the most engaging character is Joel, a hapless loner and a graduate in Russian language and literature, and the intellectual of the group. He's brilliant, but insufficiently socialized to deal with the world outside the academy. The comic relief comes from Bobby and Paulette, the managers of the park. Bobby can go from calm and friendly nice guy to raging maniac swinging a baseball bat when park visitors and bullies get out of line, then go back to nice guy all in about 10 seconds. Adventureland boasts no big-name stars, but it does have a cast of talented newcomers. There isn't a lot of plot here, but that's the film's charm. It engages us by giving us original and fully rounded characters who interact in interesting fashion. And although the setting's 20 years ago, the situation's timely. College graduates today face the same reality the film portrays. As we all know, many of even the best and brightest graduates face a tough job market. This film's far from perfect. It reminds me a little of the cliché youth culture films spawned by The Graduate in the late 1960s. All of the adults in the film, except the quirky park managers, are insensitive and self-centered egoists. The young people are sensitive and able to form community. Also, is it just me, or does it seem inconsistent that Hollywood films find it inappropriate to show people smoking cigarettes, but have all the cool kids toking joints throughout the film? Maybe I'm just an older fogey than I thought. But on balance, Adventureland is sweet-natured and engaging in a bittersweet view of the agonies of being young. So I'll grade it a solid B.